Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 646. The topic is nutrition and the title is The Whole 30 Diet, Review and Advice. We've recently started doing an Instagram live session every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. And just today's, because I'm recording this on Wednesday, somebody asked about the Whole 30 diet. Was it like safe and it is a good choice? And then also, how would you monitor energy levels during that diet if you felt like your energy was dropping? So I wanted to discuss the diet in general because we've never touched on it before in the podcast. So I wanted to kind of read through what some of the parameters are, give some positives, pros and cons about it, and then how to monitor it and how to make sure it works best for you. So the Whole 30 diet, if you look up their website, and it goes through and it talks about the idea of creating healthy, lifelong, sustainable habits around good, healthy nutrition and creating a proper mindset towards how much should I have, what are the right foods that I have, how to not get too lost in ultra details, and kind of learning what a good basic healthy relationship with food is. So learning portion control, learning how much to eat of the right things versus the quote-unquote wrong things, just how do we get a handle on nutrition and what's most important and how do we adjust for that. So the Whole 30, you can check out their website, it's just whole30.com, and if you go to it, they do have a program rules section, and in the first thing they do is they say you can eat real food. This isn't pre-programmed foods, like, or made foods you have to buy and they ship to you. This isn't like eliminate all normal foods and eat these weird crap things that you're never going to stick with for the rest of your life. So the idea is to eat meat. Eat seafood and eggs, fruits and vegetables, natural fats, things that you would normally have. But eat foods that have a simple list of ingredients. And that way they're not processed, they're kind of more whole food, and they're going to be in a more natural, healthy state of food. That's the idea of the Whole 30, is you're going to do it for 30 days, and you're going to stick with whole foods, meaning not processed foods. So, for example, you would be recommended to avoid sugar, whether it's real or artificial. You're to avoid alcohol. You're asked to avoid grains. Try to avoid things like wheat, rye, barley. These are going to be things like that are gluten sensitive. So if somebody does have an irritable digestive tract, or they do have irritation due to gluten, they might not know that they need to eat gluten-free. They just always feel a certain way or just less than optimal. So this diet is a great opportunity to eat gluten-free and see if that does help your digestive health and it helps you feel better. So that's another one of the parameters. Don't eat forms of legumes, which is going to be things like beans, and that does include peanuts and peanut oil, and then also avoiding things like soy. Again, the idea of this is to eat healthy foods that are not commonly known to have digestive irritants. So, for example, gluten is a common digestive irritant. Certain things like soy and other issues like that can be common digestive irritants, as well as dairy. So, for example, they recommend that you do not eat dairy during their Whole 30 as well. You also want to avoid things that are forms of sodium control or sodium preservatives. So that's in the list as well. Trying to avoid also just baked goods and junk foods and treats. Try to eat whole healthy foods. Another thing they advocate is, or like what they recommend, is don't step on the scale. So that's going to be something we're going to talk about, because there are some things that happen with the scale that we may actually want to be aware of while we go through an introduction of a diet. So if you go through and you look at this, okay, I'm supposed to eat healthy foods, but I'm not supposed to have sugar, real or artificial, not supposed to have alcohol, not supposed to have grains, not supposed to have legumes, not supposed to have dairy, not supposed to have soy derivatives, and like sodium derivatives, like sodium preservative type things. So it becomes, gosh, you know, what can I eat? And there are a lot of things that are still within that list that are totally fine to eat. So, for example, like meats are totally fine to eat. It's like fresh, healthy meats. You can do seafood. You can do eggs. Eggs are not included as part of the dairy restriction. You can have fruits and vegetables like natural sugars. You just don't want added sugar in this diet. You can have natural, healthy fats. So things like cashews, almonds, stuff like that. And those are going to be kind of the biggest bulk of your food. So it would be similar-ish to like a paleo structure where you're focusing on healthy foods. You're going to have meat. And like paleo structure, I believe, actually does allow dairy. So this has more restriction than on the dairy than a paleo diet. But it does have these restrictions. And does that mean that it's a negative? Typically, when I talk about diets, I would advocate against diets that are restrictive. And what I mean specifically is diets that are restrictive long term. Because you will not just avoid all carbohydrates for the rest of your life. If you want to have a sweet potato, if you want to have a white potato, if you want to have a piece of pie later on, it's okay to do those things. So when we eliminate that stuff entirely and indefinitely, that's not a lifelong sustainable way to eat. So one thing that's interesting about the Whole30 that I like is they're not asking you to do this forever. They're simply asking you to do it for 30 days. See how it feels. See what response you get out of it. If you want to then add in some dairy because you like Greek yogurt, go for it. If you want to then add in some carbs in the source of like pastas, then go for it. You would just by then have a better understanding of how much you should be eating. So one of the things I like about this diet is they do list eliminating commonly overeaten foods. So it's going to force people to think a little bit more about what they're eating, and they're less likely to overeat on things that they commonly already overeat. Then also, due to the restrictions, it's going to force people to have to put more effort into what foods they're going to eat, and therefore it gets rid of lazy habits. You don't get just to do like easy, simple foods. You actually have to think ahead, you have to plan ahead, and you have to put a little bit of work into it. This is okay because once you learn these skills, they then become very easy to do, and then you can maintain them for the rest of your life. So those are a couple of the features that I like about looking at the Whole30 diet. Some of the things I would watch for is, since they advocate not weighing yourself, typically what happens when most people start a diet is they undereat. They won't eat enough, and especially in a diet that has restrictions like this. They won't eat enough, and then all of a sudden, they're going to feel an energy drop. So they may feel fine the first couple days. Maybe at the end of the first week or into the second week, they start to feel like crap. They're like, oh my gosh, I feel horrible. Like, I'm tired all the time. I'm irritable all the time. And what happens is they're actually under-eating too severely compared to what would be a correct or a healthy level of deficit for fat loss. And some people don't even do this diet for fat loss. That's actually part of why they don't advocate you weighing yourself. They just want you to learn how to eat healthy. If that happens to take body fat off of you, great. But they're not advocating that you do that diet specifically for fat loss. It's just, hey, this is a healthy way to eat. Learn how to eat this way. And in the long run, it would help you stay leaner. So since you're not weighing yourself, if you do have that energy crash and you notice, man, there's no way I can sustain this. I just don't feel like myself. I don't feel like I can keep going. Three easy tips on how to add energy would be, number one, improve meal timing. Make sure you eat more earlier in the day. Most people, they're active during the day, inactive at night. However, they don't eat much during the day and they overeat at night. This is going to cause very low level of energy, and it's going to cause more of body fat retention than what you really should have given the amount of food you're actually eating. So eating more earlier in the day is a big help. Eat your first meal within 1 hour of being awake. Eat your second meal 3 to 5 hours after that. Start to space your meals out 3 to 5 hours apart, starting from the first meal being eaten within the first hour of being awake. That's going to be a really good structure on helping you maintain proper energy throughout the day. How much should you have at each meal? This is going to require you to play around with for a couple days, but you should eat enough at breakfast that you feel hungry for your next scheduled meal. Not starving to death that you have to have the meal earlier than you should, but not super full that you feel it's okay to skip that meal. You should be hungry enough that within the half hour before that next meal, you can tell it's time to eat. So if I normally eat at 8 a.m. and then I normally eat at noon, around 11:15, 11:30, I should kind of feel hungry. I should start to feel, man, I wonder if it's, you know, almost time for lunch yet. You should start to feel that. That's an appropriate and totally fine level of amount of food per meal, is where you have a little bit of hunger about 30 minutes before the next meal. So if one day you feel ravenous and you have to eat everything under the sun earlier than you should, eat more at the meal before. So if at lunch I'm super freaking hungry, I need to eat more at breakfast, not more at lunch. If at lunch I'm not even really hungry for lunch, I need to eat less at breakfast, not eat less at lunch. You fix the meal before, not the meal of. So that's a really good learning lesson, is meal timing. Another one is you can add calories in. So add in healthy fats, add in healthy proteins. And what I mean by healthy proteins is going to be lean proteins, or proteins that feature unsaturated fats. So in the world of fats, we do have a podcast if you want to learn more about dietary fats, by the way. If I eat fat, will I get fat? Podcast number 29. And if you have trouble finding that, just shoot us an email and I'll send you the direct link. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. But healthy fats are unsaturated fats. 2/3 of your daily fats should be unsaturated. 1/3 should be saturated. You do need some saturated fat in your diet for healthy hormone levels. So saturated fat isn't all bad. You just don't want all of it in your diet and no unsaturated fats. So you can do some healthy fats. Healthy fats would be things that would typically already be allowed by the Whole30 diet, which would be nuts. They would be other healthy like vegetables, such as like an avocado has healthy fats in it, and that's okay to eat. So you're going to look for oils, like nuts, and healthy vegetables, such as like an avocado. Proteins are going to be healthy proteins, which, again, given the restrictions of Whole30, pretty much any protein that you're allowed to eat is going to be a healthy protein already. So you can eat more healthy fats and proteins, and you would eat that again at the meal before when you feel the lowest energy. So if I feel the lowest energy at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I would want to eat more at lunch. The third choice you have is to use vitamin B complex for a natural energy boost. So our body uses vitamin B as like a good energy boost. If you take too much of it, you just pee it right out. So there's no worries about having a toxicity level or too much. So that's a good way to have a little bit of boost energy. And you would want to take that about an hour before you feel the lowest level of energy. So again, if you feel no energy at 3 o'clock, you take it at around 2. So those are some 3 quick tips for how to adjust energy levels. Since you're not weighing yourself, you won't really be able to see it coming ahead. So if you were to weigh yourself and you saw, man, the first 3 days I lost 9 pounds, that's going to be pretty severe. So really, per week, we would want to only average losing about 2, maybe 3 pounds. So if you're doing it for 30 days, that's 4 weeks roughly. And a good healthy weight loss that doesn't crush your energy in 4 weeks is about 6 to 10 pounds. If you lost more than 10 pounds in 4 weeks, you're probably going to have pretty severe energy deficit. So that might be a thing to consider. Two more things I want to throw out there is if you're going to try the Whole30 diet, be aware that if you mess up on that diet, it's okay. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't start punishing yourself. So we have a podcast number 113 titled Self-Punishment Cycles. The idea of that podcast is it teaches you not to follow periods of overeating with periods of undereating. You don't want to purposely starve yourself after you purposely overate. That yin and yang effect does not allow you to get back to neutral. Actually, the second you make a mistake, you just go right back to what you normally would do. There is no correction for the mistake that needs made. You just go back to what's appropriate. The second thing I would actually suggest you look at is podcast number 406, titled Short-Term versus Long-Term Success. And this is going to make sure you're in the right mindset, that if you're doing the whole 30 for 30 days, it's not that you're hoping to just be done in 30 days and go back to what you normally do. The idea of the whole 30 is to actually learn what healthy type of eating feels like. And then you can sustain that with a couple small personal tweaks here and there for the rest of your life. So it's supposed to be a long-term successful approach, not a short-term quick fix. Okay. So if you're going to give it a try, go for it. I think it's actually an okay thing to try. Just realize that the restrictions aren't permanent. You can add things like dairy back in. You can add things with gluten back in. But spending 30 days without them does give you a chance to see how sensitive you are to them. Then make sure that if you feel like your energy is crashing, you adjust for it. Don't stay miserable for the 30 days. Make some adjustments and make sure it's a thing you can sustain for 30 days so you can actually really learn from it. When you run into an issue, don't give up. Reach out. You can email us at Brutal Iron Gym and we'll help you with any problem you're having. Just let us know what the problem is and we'll give some suggestions. We are here to help because we appreciate you listening to the podcast and we want to make sure that you can live your healthiest, happiest life, and we want to be available to help towards that. Now, remember that correcting lifelong habits takes work, but it's worth the work because the corrections that you will make, the lessons you will learn, are things that you can carry on for the rest of your life. So don't try to fix things fast, because fast doesn't last. Take the time to learn what the right things are and why. If you have any questions, you need any help, reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We're always, always, always happy to help. Thank you for your support, for listening to this podcast. And if you think the podcast is helpful, please share it, whether it's this podcast specifically or just the podcast in general. Please share it with others. That way we can make sure people get the healthiest and happiest lives available to them by getting the best information. Also, if you like this type of information, you can find more from us on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter channels at Brutal Iron Gym. So that's the name of the channels. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so always let us know if there's anything you want to learn about. We're here to help you become your best and live your best life. So if there's anything we can do towards that, let us know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.